I will talk a little bit about the underlying technology of watermarking. And first, let me start. What are the requirements for any data which should be embedded into an audio signal? First of all, you would like to have the embedded signal to be inaudible. It should be robust against processing. It also should be robust against attacks by pirates. And nevertheless, it should fulfill some demands from the user. It should be user-friendly. In terms of audibility, you will not accept any degradation due to insertion of a watermark, which means the degradation of the audio signal should be minimized. The embedded watermarks needs to be inaudible. Nevertheless, deliberate attacks by a pirate should degrade the audio quality. I will come to that in more detail when talking about insertion strategies. Where should the watermark be inserted into the audio signal? Let me say very quickly, it's certainly not the perceptual irrelevant part of an audio signal. We will see in a minute why. The watermark should be robust against perceptual audio coding and therefore have similar compression characteristics as the original signal. One of the reasons for that is that a lot of digital audio today is transferred by data-compressed media or by data-compressed communication channels, and I strongly believe that any watermark should resist multiple perceptual coding. Robustness against processing is a very important issue for embedded data into an audio signal. The watermark should resist some of the following processing algorithms, mainly filtering, equalization, leveling, dynamic compression, sampling rate conversion, A to D and D to A conversion, time scaling and pitch shifting, perceptual audio coding, as I mentioned before, editing and crossfading, and adding other signals, which means mixing or even adding additional noise sources. The robustness against attacks is also a very important issue. First of all, the watermark should be embedded directly into the audio data and not in a separate header. I think that's easy to understand because it's very easy to remove embedded data if it's not in the audio data itself. If it's in a separate header, you just have to track the header and remove the header, and then you're all set. Additionally, a watermark must be statistically be invisible to a pirate, which means if you have multiple copies of the same material, there should be no information about the statistics of the watermark. And again, comparing several signals which are similar in statistics in terms of audio, or from the very same author, it should not make it easier to detect or remove the watermark by just comparing different pieces of music which have watermarked, let's say, from the same author, or the same piece of music which has several times been watermarked. A very important point is that the watermark should be self-clocking and re-entrant for ease of detection in the presence of time-scaling modifications and editing manipulations. What I mean with self-clocking is that there should be no additional information in the audio stream telling you where the watermark is. Basically, the watermark must be completely be embedded into the audio signal, but of course the decoder needs some information, let's say where a frame of audio or watermark will start, which means self-synchronization is quite an important issue, especially if you perform time scaling of your audio signal.